When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A Metro bus hijacked.
The bus driver hit a panic button that alerted the Metro Operations Center and lit up signs on the outside of the bus, basically telling people to call for help.
Terrifying story on this September 25th. It's the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. It's just the latest nightmare on Metro.
So we got to figure this out.
How?
There is a weapon detection system that we are piloting now.
How much will that cost? Also coming up, are Nazis running a rehab center in the Valley?
And while some of them, you know, may claim that they're reformed, they still have outwardly showing swastika tattoos and other white nationalist symbols.
And we have a new law to make it easier to cancel subscriptions in California. All that, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. A Metro bus hijacked in South L.A. The hijacker shooting and killing a man, leading police on an hour-long slow-speed chase before the SWAT team went in and made the arrest. It was an incredibly terrifying ride for the people on board. And John Baird has more from where it ended in downtown L.A.
L.A. police started getting calls about 12:45 a.m. after the bus driver hit a panic button that alerted the Metro Operations Center and lit up signs on the outside of the bus, basically telling people to call for help. LAPD Deputy Chief Donald Graham.
Right, so between GPS locators and the signs on the bus, that's what makes it easy for us to find the bus where there's a problem.
What does the bus say?
Emergency, please call 911, help.
When police located the bus at 117th and Figueroa, the bus took off, and that was the start of a one-hour slow-speed chase. LAPD used spike strips to shred the tires of the vehicle, and it finally stopped near 6th and Alameda, where the SWAT team went in.
My understanding is that the suspect immediately surrendered.
The bus driver escaped unharmed, and a passenger who was hiding the whole time in the back of the bus was also safe, but the man who was shot later died. Police have not released a motive, but did say the shooting took place before the pursuit started, meaning that some passengers may have witnessed the murder.
Could you imagine? The man who did this is now being held on $2 million bail. Heard from Mayor Bass about this, the latest in a string of violent incidents on Metro.
And I will be working with our chair, Janice Hahn, and our CEO, Stephanie Wiggins, to not only continue efforts taken to make our system safer, but to explore new steps that we can take to meet this goal, especially when it comes to weapon detection and enforcement. As you heard from our chairwoman, there is a weapon detection system that we are piloting now. And we'll be examining ways, if this is successful, to expand this.
A special thank you from L.A. County Supervisor and Metro Board Chair Janice Hahn to the bus driver.
This bus driver calmly and with great determination pushed the alarm button, which scrolled the message on the front of the bus saying 911 emergency, call police, also alerting our operations center, which is why LAPD had such a great fast response.
She says Metro will soon begin testing three different weapon detection technologies to try to prevent people from bringing weapons on trains and buses.
We can't afford not to do this. We just can't afford not to really do everything we can to keep weapons off the system. We can't have people coming on with guns, with knives. There have been metal pipes that have been used. Our bus drivers and operators have been assaulted. So we got to figure this out.
She says they're also upgrading the turnstile gates so people just can't hop over them.
And the question was, how much will it cost? And you heard the answer there. It was, we can't afford not to do it. Didn't get an answer to the actual question of how much it would cost to implement.
Another headache for the Secret Service. Apparently, Barack Obama almost had a close encounter with an armed man in an alley in Hollywood. This is reporting from TMZ. They say it happened outside the restaurant Mother Wolf. This guy was a security guard for an event nearby, got through the Secret Service barrier, apparently didn't recognize Obama at first, got close to the SUV where the former president was sitting using a laptop, panicked when he realized he was armed. So he walked away, handed over his credentials to the Secret Service, and said this was a serious mistake since there were no agents covering that side of the vehicle. It raises more questions about the Secret Service, especially after the assassination attempts on former President Trump. Are Nazis running a rehab facility in the Valley? That's what a lawsuit is claiming, and Emily Valdez has it.
Seven current and former employees who work or worked at the Tarzana Center, owned by Executive Recovery Group, are suing over discrimination, alleging white nationalists are running the center.
And while some of them, you know, may claim that they're reformed, they still have outwardly showing swastika tattoos and other white nationalist symbols.
Attorney Cameron Dallashotti alleges that not only the staff members, but also residents at the facility who were not white were discriminated against.
No matter where you work, there are going to be members of the Black, Latino, Jewish and LGBTQ communities, and communities that are very much the antithesis of this white supremacist movement.
The lawsuit alleges that despite complaints to human resources, the company did not take any immediate action.
And we reached out to Executive Recovery Group to try to get a comment on this. Still waiting. There's a new law in California that Governor Newsom signed today. It's supposed to make it easier to cancel subscription services, any subscription you enter into in the state. A lot of them are easy to sign up for, but difficult to cancel. The bill requires the cancellation process to be the same as signing up. Basically, one click. Somebody who subscribes online has to be given a click to cancel option. Florencia Morata-Wergler is a professor at New York University who's an expert in e-commerce.
Studying your credit card, you will realize that there's lots of little charges for things that you didn't even remember you had. So hopefully this will not fully solve the problem, but it will make some of these problems more salient. That means that you will pay more attention to them, and maybe you'll realize, and also they will facilitate cancellations.
It's one of these examples of California trying to lead the way. The FTC has been working on a similar rule that would apply nationally as this new law that the governor just signed, which takes effect for subscriptions entered into or changed after July of next year. If you're plotting to rob a store, trust no one, especially not your getaway driver. A retail thief could have gotten away from a store in Upland, but he was left stranded by his getaway driver. Here's Upland Police Sergeant Jacob Kirk, who says this guy was stealing clothes and shoes from the Kohl's in the Colonies, and then he left through an emergency exit.
And as officers were arriving simultaneously as he was running out of the store, his getaway driver saw our police cars and took off. And then our officer was able to see the guy running and recognize him as a matching the description from the theft. And there was a short foot pursuit where our officer was able to catch him and detain him.
Getaway driver has not been found yet. Accused thief is on parole for being a felon in possession of a firearm. And that's the LA Local for this 25th of September. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM to stay connected anytime. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app and search for KNX News. And also subscribe to the LA Local. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Odyssey, wherever you get your shows. Just hit follow and you'll get the show on your phone every day. Leave us a 5-star rating and review if you'd be so kind. I'm Alex Silverman. Talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
Hey. When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.